my niggas. What's up with you? And welcome to the show. And what we got going on today, over on the Raw Conversations podcast, not this one, but the Raw Conversations one, we got quite naturally a conversation with a chick named Crystal from The Crystal Show. I spoke to her about 3 weeks ago, and what we did is I played the perception game. This is where I tell her how she came across during the conversation, and I tell her how I really feel about her based on, you know, what we talked about. Also, we talk about, she had a three-way before, she's had sex for money, and, of course, I toss in the random anal sex question. Of course. Yeah, so make sure to check it out. The Raw Conversations podcast. Available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Just do a search for The Player Hater. And coming up in this show right here, The Player Hater Podcast, what we got today is The Podcast Critic. And I'm going to do it a little different today. Today, what I did is invite the podcast host to come on and talk about their own shit. Plus, I also asked them to tell us what they like about their podcast and what they hate about their podcast. Yeah, something a little different today. But either way, it's going to be hot like fire. So let's go ahead and get into it, Joe.
Player Hater Mode Activated.
Coming at you today on the Podcast Critic. Mr. Player Hater talks to the hosts of free podcasts and tells them what he likes and hates about their show. So right now, we have the host of the Black and East Chick podcast to tell us about her show.
Okay, great. Hi. All my chickens in podcast land. This is Rhett Thompson, host of Black and East Chick podcast. My podcast is pretty much storytelling my journey through life. My mother's Japanese, my father's African American. I grew up in the Midwest in the amazing metropolis of Akron, Ohio, in a upper poverty, lower working class neighborhood. My mom wanted to be a black woman, so sort through all of that wonderfulness in my current day life and how it all ties in with my past and moving on to the future. So my podcast comes out, I would say, I shoot for weekly, put it that way, weekly. My listeners have told me that they enjoy it, so hopefully you all will too.
Welcome to Black and East Chick. I am your host, Rhett Thompson. I'm so very glad that you chose to download and spend this moment in time with me. I'm trying not to be hot right now. You know, this morning I had a thought. I would wake up. It's always delightful to wake up. Not knocking on. I figured, let me get up. Let me go downstairs. Let me get some coffee. My regular 4 cups of coffee. American. With that liquid creamer. You know, I like the Italian cream. Sometimes when I'm feeling fancy, I'll get some of that caramel. the caramel cream. You know, put in the coffee. Whatever is on sale, or whatever I can find in Aldi's, that's what's going into the coffee. And I drink it just like that. I find that enjoyable. That and whatever breakfast that my mother has insisted on making for me. For whatever reason, she wants to make oatmeal for me. I don't really need oatmeal in the morning. I'm cool with steak. Steak and eggs, that's my plan. But her plan was like, no, you're going to eat this oatmeal. Alright, if this makes you feel better, I will eat that. What, am I going to not eat her oatmeal, make my own breakfast while she's gotten up early and made this oatmeal for me? So I'll have to hear the complaint that, I tried to be a good mother to you, and I also made oatmeal, and you don't want to eat the oatmeal. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I appreciate that. So let me say this. I listened to a little of your podcast. I listened to the beginning, and, you know, you came in with the intro music kind of funky nice. And, of course, you came in with your personality and everything you pretty much displayed today, which is, you know, infectious to people who love people who can sort of draw you in with their voice, with storytelling, and with the personality. So that you do have. You draw people in. And one thing I noticed about you is, even with this conversation, is that you love to laugh, which is nothing wrong with that. And even with your podcast, I don't know if anyone's ever commented or written anything about your laughing within your podcast, but I was like, she really has a distinctive laugh that could be either infectious or annoying, just depending on the individual.
Which is great. That is great, because that definitely is a reflection of me. In terms of the podcast, in terms of my stand-up, in terms of my material, I want people to either love it or hate it. You know, there was a time, you know, when I first started doing stand-up, and I would say even, you know, when I first started doing my own podcast, that, you know, there's this idea of like, oh my God, I want everybody to love it, and I want to be popular, and I want to make money, and I'm going to be mainstream enough that I'm able to be on mainstream television and all this type of stuff. But then I realized you can't please everyone. And I, unfortunately, am one of those people that I have this dire need to be true to myself, even if it is polarizing. So it's pretty much what you see is what you get. So hopefully, I'm hoping that if I just have enough people who like it, that's what will keep me going. I compare it to my analogy of comedy. When people ask me questions about stand-up and the types of comedy and where do I want to go in my career, I tell them, you know, to me, stand-up or comedy or art or podcast is like a buffet. Like, I'm a big buffet eater. I love going to a buffet. I know that when I go to the buffet, there's certain things that I'm always going to get. I'm always going to get the spinach salad. I'm going to get the fried okra. I'm going to get the buns, if you're familiar with Golden Corral. But every time I go to the buffet, I see that they have carrot and raisin salad. And I always ask myself, who the hell is eating this? Like, I've never had it, but the whole idea of it grosses me out. But there's enough people out there that like carrot and raisin salad that it stays on the buffet week after week after week. So I tell people, my career, my material, my podcast is like that carrot and raisin salad. It's not going to be for everyone. But the people that are going to try it, they're going to like it, and they're going to love it, and they're going to want it all the time. So I guess that would tie in with my laugh also.
Hey, this is Butterfly Jones, the female Mac. I'm checking in with the Player Hater on the Player Hater podcast.
I want to find out from you, A, what you like about it, and then B, what you hate about it. First of all, give me the likes about your podcast. What do you like about it?
The thing that I like about my podcast is, number one, it's constantly evolving. I like where it is right now in terms of more focused on storytelling. I like that I tend to outline what I want to say in the podcast, and then it just rolls and flows. So now it's very minimal editing. What you hear is 98% of what I initially said. You know, I might take out some ums and ahs and that sort of thing, but it's pretty much what you're hearing is what you're getting. And I love that the feedback I've gotten from the listeners is that, you know, that it's touched them. They touched them and it's inspired them and it's motivated them. And that makes me feel good, because I don't know if that's what I initially thought of doing when I first did the podcast. I just wanted my voice heard. But it feels good to affect people in a positive way.
What I hate about my podcast, and hate is a very strong word to me. I would say, instead of hate, I would say things that I would like to work on. I would definitely like to be more consistent with my podcast. And I think in terms of releasing the podcast. And part of that is just that life in general, for the most part, over off and off for these past 2 years, has been kicking me in the wazoo. Why get in the way? But for me, it's just trying to figure out a better workflow with that. Another thing is to make sure that little technical things like sound consistency, and also if I had more time and maybe a little more resources, I would like to break it up a little bit more with music. And I feel like, you know, as an artist, you know, this is something that's part of the evolution of it. I know that basically when listeners tune into my podcast, that is basically that I am a solo voice. I'm a voice of one. And sometimes that can be tough without, you know, you're hearing a solid block of a voice. So the episodes that I've gotten more positive feedback on are the ones that have been broken up with maybe music and interludes and that sort of thing. So I want to experiment more with that in the next in the coming time.
Up next, we have the Negro Please podcast. Two highly educated and distinguished gentlemen discussing the nuances of academia and the parenthetical intricacies of Black America. Here is the host to tell us more about his show.
Sure, man. My name is LeJean. I'm one of the hosts of the Negro Please podcast. My co-host, Khalil, he wasn't able to make the call today. He had a little emergency that popped up. But pretty much the Negro Please podcast is what it sounds like to many. It's a redefinition of the urban male of the 21st century. For so many years in media, we feel like men of color have not been necessarily representative in the most articulate way, because, you know, looking at shows like The Wire and Training Day, you know, Black men are normally portrayed as the bad guys or the ignorant guys. So that was our vision in creating the Negro Please podcast, is to show the world that, you know, there are some intelligent brothers out there who have some dark stories or some dark twists that they've been in, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a product of that environment. They may have tendencies to be able to relate to that environment, and they're still connected to being urban, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be what you typically see based on what the media shows the world. So that's pretty much it, man. We're going to be covering a whole bunch of different topics. We're going to be covering women's relationships, sports, current events, and a lot of people have heard our first two episodes have been very critical about it, but this is just a preliminary phase for a catalog that we plan to create that's going to be something very special in my eyes. So that's Negro Please, man.
Here is a clip from the latest episode of the Negro Please podcast.
The whole parallel here is that he broke into a grad institution, and he thought today would be a good topic to touch on.
Yo, what the fuck is going on? I can't even hear these two niggas. Yo, kill the music. Kill that shit. Kill
it.
Yo, so what we gonna have to do is play some music appropriate for these two whispering ass motherfuckers. So go ahead and cue it up. Cue up their music. Ah, yeah. See, there we go. That's more like it. How the fuck these niggas gonna bring my show to a screeching halt with all this soft ass talking? I really don't appreciate that shit. It's one thing if you wanna fuck up your own podcast, but now you fucking up my shit because you wanna whisper on your own goddamn show. And how the fuck you gonna create a podcast that you wanna share with the world when you making us strain our ears to hear what the fuck you got to say? Yo shit is like, yo, welcome to the show. My name is whatever my name is, and his name is whatever the fuck his name is. We gonna talk about some shit that you can't hear. Niggas, raise your goddamn voices. Let's get back into the clip.
I think about it like this, Khalil. If it's constantly rising, that means by the time I have a kid and my kid gets to the age where they need to attend the college, the tuition for a Division II college college like we went to for is probably going to be about $100,000. And not even the Ivies are at $100,000 yet. Understand, I don't plan on having a kid anytime soon. Therefore, my kid will not be going to college anytime soon.
But yeah, but the crazy thing is, let's say you had a kid today. It doesn't really, in 18 years.
Oh, yeah, shit. 18 years.
It doesn't matter if you want to have it 5 years from now or 4 years.
If you had it today,
18 years from now, it's going to be bread. That's a chunk of years. That's a chunk of years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of interesting to think about what that investment means to us and if we think it's worth the same.
It was worth it for me, but in the same token, bro, like if I'm not extremely well off by the time my kid is ready to go to college or preparing to go to college, if you ain't got a scholarship, boy, we're going to have to have a talk, one, and two, we might have to explore a different way than Pops went.
Yeah, we'll get to the criticisms a little later on, but let me ask you now, how'd you come up with the title, Negro Please? How'd you come up with that title?
Well, that title actually came from my friend Khalil, and he actually explained that in detail in episode one, if anybody wants to check it out. But the reason why we came up with the title was because I think it's very powerful in the sense that it's very contradictory of itself. You know, here we are trying to redefine the Negro male, but we're referring to African Americans or minorities as Negroes. But I think a lot of people don't spend the time really thinking about what the word Negro means. For years, the word has been kind of dumped in the dirt and tossed around. However, it is a word that we have to face. It is a reality. It's something that our ancestors had to deal with. And now the word has taken on its own meaning. And it's actually a definable word in the dictionary. So we figured we'll throw a little positive spin on such a negative word.
All right, so let me ask you this. As a African-American brother like yourself, being positive and of distinction, I presume, are you one of these brothers who refuses to use the word nigga? I'm just curious.
No, I use the word nigga all the time, brother. Like, I believe that the word nigga is not necessarily a negative word. For growing up in the culture that I grew up in, I've never heard the word used towards me in a negative sense from anyone who looked like me, who understands me. So I use the word nigga as a term of endearment to show my brothers like that you are my nigga, you are my brother. It's the same concept, and I know that the word doesn't have the same meaning as it did years ago. So I'm quite comfortable with the word, and I don't mind sharing with anybody that I use the word nigga. You know what I mean? I think it's cool.
Word. Alright, so here's the thing. I listened to part two, the latest episode, which was part two of your first episode. And I'm going to give you my criticism real quick, and then you can respond to it, alright?
Yeah, by all means, yes.
Alright, so the first thing I noticed was audio inconsistency, the fact that y'all motherfuckers were straight up mumbling throughout a lot of the podcast. Which is pretty, let me finish, which is really difficult to listen to for me, because I'm highly critical of myself and particularly of others. So if I'm listening to something for the very first time, I'm really wanting to be drawn in. And to be totally honest with you, the thing that initially drew me to your podcast to begin with was the title, Negro Please, because I had envisioned of niggas on a podcast going off, you know, like Negro. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nigga Please would have been even more so. But, you know, I was a little bit upset only because of that. But keep it in mind, too, it is your first episode. And so, I mean, I'm setting out a caveat straight away. It is your very first episode. I know you got to get your feet wet. You got to find out what direction you want to go in, blah, blah, blah. And everything else I'm sure that you envision your podcast to be will come to fruition, but not right now. So, anyway, further on with my criticism, right. So your name, Negro Please, is what drew me to you immediately. So I was like, okay, these boys going to be about something. I thought it was going to be some world star hip hop type shit, but instead it was like some NPR type shit.
But see, that's the point. We want you to be drawn in based on the title, thinking that it is going to be some world star shit. Because in essence, at some point when we really dive into our catalog, it will be some world star type shit. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's all it's about. You know what I mean? Like, people who watch World Star need to understand that as much as World Star is a great source of entertainment, it is also not a creditable source for information. So we want to bring people credible information in ways that they can relate to it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you watch World Star and you see a story and you run with it like, yeah, this is happening. But really and truly, you don't know the backstory. You need to go find a credible source like a New York Times or a U.S. Today, you know what I'm saying, to really speak on a specific current event that's taking place. It's a certain level of, you know, it's knowledge that requires someone to know that. So I feel like a lot of times people just kind of jump up and run their mouth, but they don't take the time to do their research. So I like the fact that you said that. That's the type of people that want to stop podcasts. And we hope that they'll find value in the way we deliver and the credibility that is behind what we're presenting them with.
You are listening to the greatest podcaster of all time, the Muhammad Ali of podcasting, the innovator of the underground podcast movement, and a man who doesn't know the meaning of hyperbole.
Hello, Shitty Walk, take order, please.
Hello, is this Shitty Walk?
Yes, it's Shitty Walk.
Yes, we'd like one order of the Shitty Beef.
Shitty Beef?
And I'll have the Shitty Chicken.
Shitty Chicken?
Now, let's get back to the one and only Mr. Player Hater and the motherfucking Player Hater podcast.
Yeah, no doubt. And what I'll do too, normally what I do is I talk about within my podcast. After I listen to a clip, which I'm going to play, after the clip, I come back and I talk about what I like about it and what I hate about it. So what I'm going to do is basically do that right now with you on the line. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's by all means. Go for it, bro.
All right, what I like about the podcast is much like you described earlier about your podcast. You have two intellectual brothers erasing some of the stereotypes that go on when it comes to black brothers in general. You know, educated dudes, I heard you talking in your first episode, educated, professional dudes. Matter of fact, your podcast is listed in the professional section on iTunes. So you guys are coming through doing what you feel as though needs to be done as a black male in America. And I'm all for that. It's like, you know, if that's what you want to do, cool. Because I'm not about the niggery and niggerish shit and all that stuff either. I hate, you know, that ignorant shit. So anytime I can come across brothers who are talking about something with substance in an articulate and educated way, I'm all for it. But at the same time, now I'm going to get the hates about it. But at the same time, I do
you
like
hear that shit.
Yeah, I can't hear it, exactly. I can't sit for an hour and listen to anybody talk about anything when you're mumbling, number one, and when there's nothing else. I'm not saying you need to include music or maybe break it up into segments. Maybe I'm saying it, maybe I'm not. But again, I know it's episode number one. You're going to tweak it and work with different things to find out what works for you, and that's what I want you guys to do. Find out what works for you and make your show representative of you as individuals, keeping in mind that when people who don't know you tune into your show, you got to draw them in. You niggas didn't draw me in because the mumbling shit was like, man, look. The only reason I listened, to be totally honest, is because I was going to be critiquing the podcast. If I had just come across your podcast on iTunes and was like, let me check these dudes out, I would have instantly tuned you out because there was nothing to keep me there.
Okay, I respect that.
Not even saying what you were talking about wasn't worth listening to. It was the listening to part that was hard.
Trust me, man. I hear you, and I totally understand. Sometimes I've had conversations with people, and I'm like, yo, like, how do you feel about the sound? And some people say they don't mind the sound, but as the person who is producing the show and dealing with all the audio content, man, listen, it's tough for me. It is really tough. And I really appreciate you being honest about that, because I don't think a lot of people are straight up about the fact that the volumes are changing and shit is happening that doesn't need to happen. And you can hear, like, there's an open space. And, yeah, the sound is something that definitely needs work. So I appreciate it, bro. For
yeah, no, I'm glad you appreciate it, because your friend's not going to tell you that. People who you know that you Facebook with and tweet with and socialize with, yeah, they're going to say, yeah, I listened to it, and that's going to be it. Yeah, it was good. Of course they're going to say it, because they're your friend. As a listener, not as a friend, I'm listening as a listener. I'm like, yo, this is what your shit really sounds like.
That's real shit. I appreciate that. Thank you. Deadass.
This is Daryl. I'm from Ashley Class. You can hit me up at Big Game on Twitter. And I am listening to the Player Hater Podcast.
Yo, so welcome back to the Player Hater Podcast. Like I told you before, I'm doing things a little different today with the Podcast Critic. And what I decided to do is I feature a podcast. Instead of critiquing this particular podcast, I'm just going to straight up feature it and ask you to go to iTunes and Podomatic and Stitcher and download this shit and listen to it. Yeah, today's featured podcast is the Black and Tan Podcast, featuring, of course, a light-skinned black nigga and a dark-skinned black nigga, hence the name Black and Tan. And what I asked Black to do from the show is just tell us a little bit about your shit.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'll tell you what we're about right here. We're going to that's number one. That's at the forefront. That's being, you know, me, Black and Tan. We're two 30-something-year-old men. I'm Black.
30.
You know, he's Black. And that's where we come from. You know what I mean? So if you're a woman, if you're a middle-aged woman, and you want to know what it's like to be a young black man nowadays, you're going to want to listen to Black and Tan. You're going to giggle. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn something. And then you're going to share it with your friends because you're mad at something that Tan said. And you're going to want to start a fucking petition.
That's what I'm
like, let's get this guy out of the fucking air. And then that's when I come in. Like, who the fuck do you think you're talking to, son? I know he's wrong, but, you know, let's kick him off together. And then we have our own kind of show that just, you know, where people are giggling. I'm just saying a lot of words.
So why now? Because I've been hearing about, I don't know exactly. They said like emails or text messages.
They did a pretty extensive investigation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like when the cops investigate themselves and they're like, oh, well, we didn't find anything as they like watergate shredding tapes. If this is like real, like some kind of.
So if internal affairs like worked, yeah, that's who
investigated.
Right.
So, yeah, and it took them like months. You know, they let them go on with the Super Bowl because America wouldn't have let them stop the Super
right.
Bowl.
Yeah, not
so
stop
they went
that.
On with
Sugar
it.
Not making money. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you can always argue that there might be an asterisk.
Yeah, next like to a Barry Bonds asterisk.
You know,
no.
Even though no, you can't because that's the game.
Yeah,
the game
is
there going to
be an asterisk on his ring?
No. Yeah, exactly.
On
like,
their
that's
ring?
Just
no.
The game. The game is always weird.
Yeah,
you know, just like the lights went out.
Right,
fucking that one game, and you're like,
right.
That one crazy. but you can't take that
I think
out
that was the
anybody.
Patriots too.
Right?
So, yeah.
And then just
like everything, yes.
Fucking Belichick.
They need to come up with something besides fill in the blank gate for these fucking for these goddamn you know,
I mean,
catastrophes.
I don't know, man.
That's all they have, something gate?
That was spy gate.
No, I know, but that's all
they
have for
deal,
coming up.
Though.
Yeah.
This is America's the team that should be America's team here.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money involved and
they're acting pretty America like.
exactly.
Huh?
Who'd they learn it from?
I don't know what that But you know no. Barry Kennedy.
Barry
Schwarzenegger-ish.
Whoa, another that almost sounded racist.
So Mr. Player Hater asks the Black and Tan Show, what do you like? And what do you hate about your podcast?
Okay, so, I mean, what do I love? What do I love about the show? I love that, I mean, me personally, I can just sit there and rap with my boy. You know, we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. We try to make it for the people. So we try to talk about issues that, you know, are just kind of worldwide, whether it be topical or whether it be kind of deep. And I like that. I like that aspect of our show. We kind of changed it a little bit and made it more of that show.
Yeah.
What I hate? Shit. I mean, fuck. I hate people aren't listening more, man. I hate that I have to tell people what a podcast is. I hate that. You know what I mean? I hate that, you know, that when I say, oh, yeah, I got a podcast, they say, oh, so what station are you on? And I say, fuck, man.
I'm on 503 ZM.
But I mean, you know, I love it all, man. I love the interaction with people. I love that people can just, you know, talk to us and have input on the show. I mean, it's a pretty good thing we're doing. We're pretty lucky to be able to do what we do and to have anyone kind of embrace it. So
yeah.
Yo, so before I break the fuck out, I want to send a shout out to all the podcasters who are a part of today's Podcast Critic. Big ups to you, no doubt, because this is the way I wanted to do the shit from the beginning. Invite folks to come on, talk about their podcast, and then talk about what they may need to improve about their shit, especially new podcasters. Yeah, this is the way I wanted to do it from the very beginning. But nah, they forced me to do it another way because they were afraid to come on and talk about their shit. So yo, once again, big ups to the Black and East Chick podcast, the Negro Please podcast, and to the dudes at the Black and Tan show. Big ups to all those motherfuckers for coming on and talking about their show today. No doubt. And next week, coming up once again, is another episode of the Podcast Critic. Because I had a dude whose podcast I critiqued, a couple weeks ago. He wants to respond to what I had to say about his shit. So make sure to tune in next week to see what the fuck he had to say about it. Whatever. But anyway, in the meantime, don't forget to download the Raw Conversations podcast. Available right now, iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Just do a search for the Player Hater and download my Raw Conversation with Crystal from The Crystal Show. You can get that shit right now. Alright? Alright, niggas. Until next time, yo. Just remember to keep your motherfucking hater.
Fuck you, nigga. You's a motherfucking player hater. Player, hater. Player, hater. Player, hater.
I don't care about how you deliver your honesty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a very brash person as it is. So if I'm going to be brash, I have to understand how to take that brashness. So I can honestly say I appreciate your delivery and that whole Mr. Player Hater vibe. I sat down and I listened to a couple of your episodes. And as much as to some it may come off as harsh and it may sound like you're a dickhead, you're not a fucking idiot, and I can tell because of the questions that you ask. Your delivery might come off as an asshole, but the question and the content of the conversation that you have, man, you know what the hell you're doing, man. So shout out to you for that.